Welcome back to the Collegiate Sports Programming Network. I'm Carson Phelps, joined here by Aiden Meyer, as we bring you guys the 3-17 Collegiate Spartans playing in the first round of Substate against 19-2 Eureka. Aiden, how are you doing today?
I am terrific. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm ready for some good basketball. The energy was really high here for those player intros. We got a big student section here, especially for these girls' games, so fans really came out for Substate.
Absolutely. I think this is going to be a great game, great energy.
Like we said beforehand, it's 19-2 Eureka. This is a great team, ranked top 20 in Kansas, and it's really been predicated off of their scoring, averaging just under 60 points a game. They don't have the size to match with Collegiate, having nobody above 5'9 on the team, but that might not matter with so many three-level scorers occupying the court.
Before we do start this broadcast, start broadcasting the game, we must mention that this is Acacia-approved radio channel. So, yeah, let's get this started.
Tip off will go towards Collegiate side, but out of bounds. And ball to Eureka to start. Rucker taking it up the court. Passes over to Patek. And Fingertel bringing it around. Passes over to the corner. Rucker. Surveying the court. Patek passes over to Fingertel. Swaying the ball around the perimeter. Dribble in by Singata. Pass out. Wide open shot for Patrick. And just off the front rim. But the rebound back to Eureka. The other Singata sister passes it in. A near foul, but they won't call anything in the ball going Collegiate's way.
Collegiate did a great job on that play of using their height advantage to stop them from driving in the ball.
Downing bringing the ball up the court. Looking like a little four-out system from Dylan.
Oh,
the ball's intercepted by Singata. Passes down low for the wide-open bucket by Rucker. Easy layup. And Collegiate struggled with that press all year. It looks like, and just as I say that, they throw the ball away to Patrick, passes into Singata.
With a game as important as this one, you can't be affording to make difficult passes like that.
Swing the ball around. The team content to keep the ball on the perimeter. Pass it to Ashley Singata. And looks content to have a patient offense here. Just swinging the ball around, but drive in. And Rucker working on the perimeter. Jumps off. Pass it over to Coulter. Singata slides it over to Rucker. Drives in. Really just a patient offense. Hasn't moved it inside. Oh, and then a three.
Nothing but net for Patrick.
What a shot.
Wow. These ladies seem to be really comfortable in that zone, taking those chances on the three.
A lot of patient offense, and they settle for that look. Oh, Ariana with it on the fast break, and smokes the layup. Foul on the rebound. Foul on 23, Langley Overman. And 5-0 early in Eureka's favor, ball going back their way. Rucker passes it into Singata. Slides it over to Patrick. In the corner, Coulter. Dribbles in. Hard screen. Gets a wide open shot for Rucker, and she misses. Rebound by Ariana Vincent, and ball going back up the court.
None of their shot attempts have been too far off the mark. They seem to be really comfortable.
Yeah, confident shooting so far. Oh, and the ball going back their way. Patrick making up for a miss. Oh, and seems it's like a bit of a frustration foul from Patrick as she tries to steal the ball back from Lainey Conrad. First time out for Coach Heath.
Carson, if you were Coach Heath, what would you be saying to your ladies after this, just a few minutes into the game?
Hey, 3 minutes in, no scoring, but I think the defense that they've been playing is great. Honestly, the shots that Eureka's having to settle for, they obviously had the great three by Patrick, but they had a lot of chances for that three. That was really late in the possession that they decided to take it. So I think just converting on the offensive end, and they could really make this a game.
Yeah, absolutely. Defenses can be really key when Eureka's been so confident so far in their shooting. Defense is going to be extremely key for them.
Collegiate will inbound the ball. Langley Overman looking to pass the ball to and Tatum Downing. In the backcourt, trapped in the corner. Oh, but gets the pass off to Julia Hermann. Down to Arianna Vincent. And, oh, close to an and one. Arianna Vincent will get fouled, sending her to the line.
Let's see if Felicia can put themselves on the scoreboard here.
First foul, foul by Kate Coulter, one of the two seniors on the Eureka team. Arianna misses the first. Quick with the second and off the front rim, but a rebound. Oh! Almost crowd by Langley Overman, but off her knee, and the ball will again be going in Eureka's direction.
You gotta imagine that's gonna be very frustrating for Arianna, having all the point attempts for Collegiate so far, but none successful.
Yeah, those 3 points early in the game like this end up meaning a lot for momentum.
For sure.
We have Singata bringing up the court. Passes it off to her sister, Ali. Slides it out.
Another
Rucker. Oh, with a close miss, but a confident shot. That's very open. And one for Ali Singata, the younger of the two sisters, passes it home and is sent to the line.
Wow.
And I think that'll be the first on Julia Hermann.
That is a dangerous offense when you have such confident shooting and an incredible rebound.
Yeah, even with the size discrepancy, they're able to snag the rebound, and she passes it home to make it a three-point play. Good stuff from the freshman so far.
Absolutely.
Langley bringing it up the court. Close to a backcourt violation, but nothing called. And we'll see it swung around to Julia Hermann on the perimeter. Been seeing more of her operating as a guard, and she'll drive in with a Euro step. Oh, misses the layup. And it looks like yet another foul on Collegiate. I think the third one quick is coming out of this last time out. It'll be on 15 Arianna Vincent, so two of the centers on the Collegiate team have already picked up their first, and it looks like Coach Heath will choose to sub one of them out, and it will be Arianna Vincent.
Looks like Eureka is starting to transfer to a more full-court pressure defense, trying to strip the ball and convert on offense as much as possible.
Yeah, maybe they saw how much success Wellington had with that last week with a dominating win over the Spartans.
For sure.
Singata bringing it up. Rucker looks for a deep three, but declines it to make a great pass, reverse layup. And that's good by Kate Coulter, one of the two seniors on this squad. Going back the other way, like you said, in a full-court 3-2 press. Doesn't look to be... Oh, perfect move. Tatum down and slides through, passes out to Katie Angle. And can't find anything. Looks like a double dribble, and the ball will be going back
that
to Eureka's side.
That's got to be frustrating for Collegiate. Some great moves, but they were pressured.
Yeah, brutal. 10-0 to start. They just need to see something fall to get a little bit of their momentum back. And the older of the Singata, Ashley Singata, will bring the ball up the court. Ready to slide in this four-motion offense.
Ooh, off the backboard. Collegiate able to recover. Downing taking it back.
Downing, cross-court pass against the back of Coulter. Recovered by Overman for the easy two. What a play. What a projectile to block off. Oh, but they're moving quick on the other end. Eureka with Singata bringing the ball up 5-on-2. Passes to her sister. And Ali Singata will miss. Hopefully, he's trapped in the backcourt.
Hopefully, Collegiate can get into good momentum after getting their first points of the game.
And they look poised to do so, constantly moving the ball in the perimeter. That's a shot by Lainey Conrad, and just misses it. Oh, but the offensive rebound, thrown back in, goes right to the oldest thing at the sister. 3-on-3, fast break. Things moving quickly.
Another three attempts. Ooh.
Oh,
he passes off the rim.
And the ball is recovered by Collegiate. Katie Engel bringing the ball up the court. Passes to Julia Hermann. Slides it down, going baseline. Lainey Conrad.
Looks like they're not going to give her another
physical tee in her face.
Wow.
And the combination of Patacek and Rucker steals the ball, going other end. 1-2. And Ashley Singata brings it home. Score now 12-2 with 2.5 minutes left in the first. Bring the ball up the court. Is Downing. Crossed over the screen in the backcourt by Hermann. They seem content to slow the pace down here. I think that the fast breaks on both ends have played a mental toll on this Collegiate team. As pass in, jump shot just misses by Julia Hermann. And what do you know? Fast break going back the other way. 2-on-2, and the ball will go out of bounds. Talisha Sway. Okay, and now Ariana Vincent and Chloe Villa-Gomez will check in as Lainey Conrad and Langley Everman check out. Katie Engel ready to pass the ball in, and timeout by Coach Eve.
You know, after that last play, I definitely think it's going to be in Collegiate's favor to slow down this game.
Agreed.
With Eureka's ability to turn over the ball as well as they have so far this game, it's going to be really important for Collegiate to slow down the game and start making them play their game instead of them playing theirs.
Collegiate lost a lot of ball handlers last year, both in seniors and with now senior Catherine Grace deciding not to play basketball. So we've seen a lot of their opponents try to press them and really hurry up their offense, and so far, it's been effective. Only 2 points for the Lady Spartans so far.
Only 2 minutes left in this quarter. The score 12 Eureka, 2 Spartans.
Katie Engel will again pass in the ball. And it'll go to Julia Herman, who's quick moving the ball up the court to Downing. Back to Julia up top. Slides it over as she dribbles in on the baseline. 3 girls on her, and she manages to draw the foul. Layup nowhere good, but multiple people making contact with her there to stop the easy bucket.
With how physical the defense is, I think we can expect Collegiate to try and draw out a lot more fouls.
Especially throws good from Herman. Yeah, we saw a flurry of fouls there coming out of the last time out. Maybe going in the other direction here after the second one. Herman with her second. Short, off the front rim. Rebound goes to Eureka. Pass, ball up to Singapa. She'll slide it to Rucker at the top. Rucker drives in, pass to LaGomez, and finds Mongo on the corner for the open three, and she banks it home, 15-3.
Wow. That was a great example of how confident they can be in the zone. Just no hesitation. Great shot.
We see Downing get it in the corner. Finds Chloe Villa-Gomez on the other corner, but it's tipped out by Ashley Singapa, making a really athletic play to deflect that ball. Still going Collegiate's way. Langley Conrad will check in. Katie Engel will come out. Downing to pass the ball in. Looking like a 4-corners inbound play for Collegiate. And they'll slide it to the far corner. Chloe Villa-Gomez with the 3 just rattles out. But rebound. Oh, rebound by Herman is no good. Very close shots, and almost tripped into her there by Ariana Vincent. She'll pick up her second foul early. Looks like they're going to check her out of the game. Playing in potentially her last game if Collegiate can't come out with this win. That's big. 2 fouls early for Ariana Vincent, one of the best players on this Collegiate team.
Absolutely. Only 1 minute left in the first quarter. 2 fouls in. Very tough.
Ali Singapa has the ball at the top. We'll drive in back up to Rucker. She finds the other Singapa sister on the wing. And content to drive in against 3 people. Oh, a great find, but this can't be held by Western. And as she drops the ball going out of bounds. That was a wide open bucket there. 3 people collapsed down on Singapa. She found the open person, just not a successful play. Ball moving up the court quickly for Collegiate. Downing, surveying, moving back and forth between screens from Herman, and ball will now get to Herman. Downing at the top, slides it back, Herman with the open look, and they finally pass it. Just the second field goal of this game, as 30 seconds are left in this first quarter, score 15-5. Looking content to have the last shot of this first quarter. Eureka's just passing the ball around the perimeter. Oh, and they throw it away, and Villa-Gomez will intercept that ball. Looking for someone. Oh, and she turns it right back over.
And a desperation pass.
Yeah.
She's trying to get the last points of this quarter.
And that's defeating. It felt like that turnover might have led to a little momentum.
For sure.
Caden Patacek will check back in. And they'll find Rucker on the corner with 5 seconds left. Singapa,
3,
finds her sister. Rucker with the wide open 3, great shot to end, but it's just off the back iron. going into the second quarter, the score will be 15 for Eureka and 5 for your Collegiate Spartans.
You know, in this game, I think we've seen from Eureka even more confident shooting than any other team Collegiate has played so far.
I agree, yeah. We knew going into this game that this was going to be a great scoring team, like you said, averaging just under 60 a game, but they've looked confident on all three levels, and both of the Singita sisters have been great distributors so far.
Absolutely. They just have a great team, just great shooters, great rebounders, just everything you want to see on an offense.
Honestly, we've seen scoring from a few different people. They've only played, I believe, 7 girls, but 6 different girls have scored for Eureka. Normally, a big talking point for this Collegiate team is the youth. Only one senior, only one junior on the team. But Eureka almost matches that with only 3 upperclassmen, and still they're putting on a show tonight.
Absolutely. And that is something that Collegiate is sorely lacking in this game. Compared to Eureka's balanced scoring ability, a lot of Collegiate scoring is carried through Julia Herman,
yeah,
who averages more than every other player on their team combined per game.
Yeah, just under 13 so far in this season. Even with 2 fouls, Ariana will check into this game for the start of the second quarter. And Downing brings around a Herman screen. And then she re-screens for Herman that finds it on the baseline. Trapped in the corner, manages to get it off to Conrad. Really physical defense from Eureka so far. Kluger looks to settle down with Downing at the top of the key. Finds a backdoor cut, but intercept. Oh! Ball retrieved by Herman. As I think they're going to say she's pushed out of bounds by Coulter. And that's correct, yeah. Second on Coulter.
So far we're balanced in fouls, but 4 for each is pretty high for the start of this game.
Yeah. Oh! Conrad finds an open shot off of the inbound, but after the pump fake, he travels and the ball will be going back to Eureka's way. That's in the thing at this, he'll bring the ball up the court. Double screens there as they try to find shooters on the wing. And Rucker, one of the better scorers on this team, throws the ball away to Herman, who will bring the ball off the court for Collegiate. Downing at the top. Comes off the screen from Herman. And so finally, Amy Conrad, bending over on the wing, back to Downing. Both of Collegiate's bigs staying down in the post, but Ariana will come up and get a wide open, short shot for Tatum Downing, and she banks it home. Moving the score 15-7.
15-7, Collegiate already coming back just a little bit. Hopefully they can keep up this momentum through this quarter.
Yeah. Singita brings the ball around the screen, and she'll find her own wide open close shot that she's unable to make. Rebound. Oh, but trapped in the corner, and they're unable to get the ball back. Rucker with the miss. And the rebound. Looks like they'll have a second chance of possession. Singita with a difficult bucket in traffic.
Wow.
That sinks it. 4 Collegiate defenders surrounding her.
That was just some incredible deep gameplay right there.
Ball's moving quickly to Conrad. And back up the key. Another open close shot for Herman. The Spartans don't capitalize on the possession, but seem to be finding the holes in the zone. Singita with another confident look, but it's rejected by Herman.
Collegiate's defense is really starting to zero in on her, not letting her get any opportunities.
And I can see why. She's led them in scoring so far this game.
Absolutely.
Ball coming around a double screen, but I think they're going to call. Oh! Are they going to call an illegal screen on Vincent?
It looks like it's going to be on Tatum Downing.
On Tatum Downing? I can't say I saw that. What the foul was there.
I could kind of see it. Looks like she pushed her off.
Okay.
But definitely a highly contested call.
Well, good news for Collegiate. That is not the third on Ariana Vincent. That would be detrimental. Only 3 minutes into the second quarter here. Singita in command of the offense will find a wide open Mango. Padacek at the top will dribble in. Really looks content to keep the ball here on the perimeter. A very deep three, and Padacek thinks about it. Singita driving in, and throws the ball out of bounds. I think that's the second time that she hasn't been able to connect with the younger of the Pavlicek sisters, Kimber Pavlicek.
Hey, that's a good look for Collegiate, though. It definitely looks like Eureka's lost a lot of momentum on the offense.
Yeah, they feel a little dead out there right now. Katie Engel will bring the ball up the court. Finds it in the corner. They've been operating from the top of the key this game, and Caden Downing will bring it back there to the top. Looking for maybe some backdoor cuts, double screens, and they
try to find Langley. Oh, and Langley
tips the ball back in bounds after I believe it was going out off Eureka, but the ball will now be going in Eureka's favor.
Eureka returning the ball.
Singleton bringing the ball up the court. Will work off the screen from Rucker, who thinks about the three, pump fake, and finds a close shot and draws the foul. That looks very James Harden-esque on the foul draw, slowing down to Data. They'll send her to the line after that cool, controlled play.
The first one goes in, no rim, beautiful shot.
And the second is also pure.
This leaves the score at Eureka 19, Spartans 7.
Ball again, moving up the court quickly to keep his press. Overman gets it to Maddie Turner. And ball found inside. Second chance opportunity here for Overman. And it'll be fouled as Lainey Conrad hits a contested three to move the Spartans within 10. Ball being brought up the court here by Singleton, and you can feel the momentum starting to work in Collegiate's favor as a travel is called on Rucker.
You know, I think this is one of the first times in the game that we've seen where Collegiate has made it so they're within the 10 range.
Yeah, they're in the striking distance right now as Maddie Turner will pass the ball into Overman. Finds Conrad on the opposite side. They're having no trouble beating this press. A stark contrast from what we saw from them in Wellington just a week ago. Maddie Turner has the ball. Oh. Great off-ball defense by Ashley Singleton so far, denying all passes to Conrad, who's Collegiate's best shooter.
Collegiate's been really pressured in this corner. I think we're going to have to see going through the half whether they're going to continue with this offensive strategy.
They'll find Tatum at the top. Ball moves from Tatum to Turner. And back to Tatum, who will take the screen from Turner's a miss. A little two-man game between the two. And a shot from Lainey Conrad. A bit of a heat check there.
Yeah.
Goes awry. It's an air ball. And the ball moving back the other way quick for Eureka. Singleton, who's been in great command of this game, manages to find the younger of the Pavlicek, but she travels. Third consecutive turnover after a pass from Singleton to the younger Pavlicek sister. Ball going back Collegiate's way. And Overman will pass it into to Conrad just before the 5 seconds. Hila Gomez and Conrad screening for each other in the backcourt.
Hail Mary pass up to Herman. And the 2-point conversion is good. Yeah. Definitely can see that favorable pressure from Collegiate. Oh. And a no good offensive pressure from Eureka.
Pavlicek manages to find, or rather, Singleton manages to find Pavlicek down low, and she draws the foul, head of the line for two. Excuse me, I believe it's Westerman at the line as she misses the first. 19-12 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Her second shot goes through. Pushing it to 20-12 as the ball will go in to Herman. Again, moving up quickly. Conrad surveys, almost picked off the found by Herman. Downing has the ball at the top of the key. Ready to... Oh, I was going to say to slow things down, but the defensive pressure by Pavlicek
timeout called by Heath.
Bird.
You know, I can see why Coach Heath called the timeout there, because it really felt like all the momentum was moving in Collegiate's direction.
Yeah, you can definitely see that momentum moving in Collegiate's direction. Eureka was trying to turn it around, so definitely a smart call by Coach Heath.
But it was offset a little bit by that aggressive defense that we saw from Eureka there.
Oh, yeah.
They really started to turn the pressure back on and started to see what we've been seeing in the past few games when Collegiate's been trapped in the backcourt.
We've been seeing in that first quarter some really impressive full-pressure defense from Eureka. Definitely less as much in this second quarter, but I think they're starting to turn it back on.
Yeah. And then there's a little bit of the effect of only playing six people so far for Collegiate. They have looked a little drained. Well, everybody has rotated out so far for Eureka, besides actually Singleton, who's still bringing the energy on both offense and defense.
I was just about to say, Singleton's been throwing bullets this entire game so far. Just offensive monster so far.
Really been in command of the offense. Haven't showed up in the scoring department so far, but their assist numbers as well as their steals numbers have been impressive. Ball passed in and rejected as the ball will head back to Rika's way. Pass going to go over to Padajek. She finds Mongo, who throws the ball away. Downing with it, ready to bring the ball up into the front court for Collegiate. Finds Overman, who's had a lot of... Oh, and the ball is deflected, going back over to Downing. Downing bringing it in. Pass again denied. Westerman with two straight fourth turnovers, and again Eureka will throw the ball away.
You could definitely tell that timeout took a hit to Eureka's momentum there. Their offense has been struggling these past since the timeout.
Yeah. These last two possessions, they've seemed a little overeager to expand the lead in this game, but it's still 20-12 in Eureka's favor. Moving slow in the backcourt. Downing with 3 seconds to go does manage to cross half court with a pass to Herman, who finds Conrad for the open three. That's her shot, and she makes it. Her second of the game to push it down to only a 5-point deficit.
Definitely needed points by Collegiate.
Singita, one of the three upperclassmen, seems content to slow the ball down as passes the ball over almost to travel, but finds Rucker. Rucker drives in the middle. The whole defense collapses, manages to find Singleton on the outside. Drives in, and I think they're going to call a foul on Downing after that, her second.
Still impressive defense by Collegiate, preventing her from getting that in, too.
Yeah. That was how athletic she is. That's no small feat. First shot by Ashley Singleton is good. And the second also comes home. Maddie Turnes will pass the ball in, who again finds Herman. Seems to be their go-to inbound play for today. Works the ball backwards a little slow in the backcourt. A couple seconds to go. Chucks it and manages to find Herman. Maddie Turnes passes the ball down low. And what's new? Another steal for Singita. And another assist. Oh, no. I was going to say another assist to Singita, who was able to find Padajek on the fast break, but it looks like a foul. And it'll be the second on Julia Herman.
Definitely a foul-heavy game so far for Collegiate. 9 already with a minute left in the second quarter.
And the first foul was good for Padajek.
Oh, a technical foul on Coach Heath. Wow.
One of the more stoic people I know, surprised to see that he, of all people, would get a technical called on him. He aggressively grabbed his drink mixer.
Looks like he's about to pulverize the ref.
And the technical free throw is good.
Looks like Keith is going to call a timeout after these throws.
How is that? Is this a standard amount of seconds for free throws? Okay, yeah, two free throws for Singata. And that's 3 free points from the line. And Eureka is finally able to expand the lead to double-digit points.
They're leading by more than 20 points now, so it's no wonder. Somebody's second squad is good. A little more on the deck, defense now that's from the first and made up the 14th. Monkey.
For three, right?
The second one is also good.
Okay.
I just think that Clipper is a team of every player. And that's what they bringing stuff into Arizona back to Kermos, wiggling around the outfit, bring a demo, give a free but no good. And taking down by the project, then out to Smith, back to project, then to Rucker, back to but the drive in half it to the number of people. Give away, but it's no good.
Tomorrow, I'll come to him for the 40th.